Wikipedia.
Today is Wednesday, June 12th, 2024. Welcome to a new Wikipedia episode. Today's episode is based on the Wikipedia article, In Capello. As always, the podcast is generated and read by an AI. Have fun listening.
Welcome to another episode of Wikipedia, the podcast where we unwrap the intriguing and lesser-known corners of Wikipedia, one article at a time. Today, we'll embark on a fascinating journey to a rather extraordinary place on Earth, a volcanic complex known as In Capello. In Capello, a volcanic complex located in the Andes mountain range, straddling the borders of Argentina and Chile, is a topic so rich in geological and historical significance that it practically begs to be explored. On the surface, In Capello might just seem like another unremarkable, remote location, but once we dig deeper, you'll find it's a story of natural wonder, ancient civilizations, and even modern scientific inquiry. Let's start with the basics. In Capello is part of the central volcanic zone of the Andean volcanic belt, and its highest peak, Mount Copahue, stands at 2,997 meters or 9,836 feet. It's not just a solitary mountain, but part of a volcanic complex that's spread out during multiple phases of volcanic activity. Picture an enormous, fiery cauldron simmering beneath the cool, rugged surface of the Andes. One of the most compelling aspects of In Capello is its geological history. The volcanic activity here began millions of years ago and is marked by eruptions that have shaped the landscape we see today. In Capello's most recent known eruption took place around 1500 BCE, an event that significantly altered its form and left traces that geologists are still uncovering. Each layer of volcanic ash, each solidified flow of lava, tells a silent story of the Earth's ever-changing face. But In Capello is not just a monument to natural forces. It also offers a window into the lives of ancient civilizations. The Inca Empire, which stretched across much of Western South America, is closely linked with this volcanic complex. Evidence suggests that the Incas might have viewed In Capello as a sacred site. The name itself, In Capello, or In Capello Grande, translates to Great Inca, pointing towards the cultural significance of this mountain. Incan religious practices often involved the worship of natural elements, and mountains, in particular, held a quintessential place in their spiritual and cultural life. Consider this. Have you ever wondered what it was like for the Incas to navigate and revere such a hostile yet majestic environment? Visualize Incan priests climbing the rough, steep slopes of In Capello for ritual ceremonies, braving the thin air and the cold, possibly offering sacrifices to appease the mountain gods. What incredible stories must lie buried in the frozen soil, waiting to be discovered by modern archaeologists? And speaking of archaeology, the heights of In Capello have yielded some incredible finds, the most famous among them being the so-called Children of Lulelaco. In 1999, archaeologists unearthed the mummified remains of three Incan children at the top of Mount Lulelaco, another Andean peak not far from In Capello. These mummies were incredibly well preserved due to the freezing conditions and offered a richly detailed glimpse into the ritual sacrifices practiced by the Incas. Although Lulelaco is distinct from In Capello, such discoveries underscore the significance of these volcanic peaks in Incan culture and prompt one to wonder what more lies hidden within In Capello itself. Switching gears to the modern era, In Capello continues to be a source of fascination, not just for historians and archaeologists, but also for scientists. The area is a natural laboratory for studying volcanic activity. By examining the minerals and rock formations of In Capello, scientists glean valuable data about the Earth's crust and volcanic behavior. This information can be crucial for predicting future volcanic eruptions and understanding broader geological processes. In addition, In Capello is a prime destination for adventurers and mountaineers. Its remote location, combined with the challenging terrain, offers a thrilling experience for those willing to make the trek. Imagine standing at the summit, gazing upon the expanse of Andean peaks, feeling a profound connection to both the Earth's primal forces and its early inhabitants. Now let's delve a bit into the environmental significance of such places. Volcanic regions like In Capello play a pivotal role in our planet's ecosystem. They are hotspots for biodiversity, hosting unique flora and fauna that have adapted to the harsh conditions. Additionally, the volcanic soil in these areas is incredibly fertile, supporting diverse plant life. This abundance of life then attracts various animal species, creating a dynamic and interdependent ecosystem. What does it mean for us, living in a world where natural habitats are increasingly under threat? How do we ensure that places like Incapillo are preserved for future generations? And here's a thought-provoking question for you, dear listener. If you had the chance to visit Incapillo, would you? Would you be drawn by the spirit of adventure, the scientific intrigue, or the historical depth? What personal significance would you attribute to standing on such ancient, transformative ground? To wrap up today's episode, Incapillo is far more than just a geographic name on a map. It's a testament to the Earth's dynamic geology, a relic of ancient civilizations, and a treasure trove of scientific knowledge awaiting our discovery. The story of Incapillo is still being written, and there's no shortage of chapters to explore. Whether you're a historian, a scientist, or just an inquisitive soul with a thirst for knowledge. If today's episode sparked your interest, I encourage you to delve into the Wikipedia article on Incapillo for more detailed insights and to enrich your understanding of this incredible site. Imagine what other hidden stories lie within its rocky crags and volcanic slopes. Thank you for joining us on this journey today. Remember, the world is full of wonders, both seen and unseen. And often, the most captivating stories are those waiting to be discovered. Until next time on Wikipedia, stay curious and keep exploring.
That was the Wikipedia podcast for the article of the day, Incapillo. Thanks for listening. See you next time.